Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Perspective, a book of poetry by Glade A. Myler, is a new experience in poetry with Spanish and English poems of varying themes and sizes, but with many sonnets. The sonnets are not exactly like the old ones of Elizabethan and Italian forms. They are experiments in 14-line verse for our day. Glade was born in Utah, served a mission at a church in California with the Hispanic population there. It was there that he learned Spanish. Glade graduated from Utah State University with a bachelor's degree in Spanish, minors in English, German, and music. He obtained a Juris Doctor from Brigham Young University, worked as an attorney for more than 30 years in various government agencies, currently semi-retired. He speaks four languages, began writing poetry in college, involved in music, playing the organ at his local church, where he also directs the choir. Glade Myler, author of Perspectives, a Book of Poetry, is our guest on This Week in America. Glade, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us on the show today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
This is such an impressive piece that you put together, Perspectives, a Book of Poetry. And I touched on it just a little bit in the introduction. Talk about your unique style, because this really is different, isn't it?
Yes, this is a different style. I have not just sonnets, but I have a number of some that are longer. But the sonnet is a form that is easy to work with because it's short and you can develop what you want to talk about by the end and have a nice closure to it. That's why I like the sonnet form.
And bringing it back, because I haven't heard sonnet mentioned in a while, and you do it in a really unique way and a very meaningful way in the book Perspectives, a Book of Poetry. In this book, you share thoughts that a lot of readers can relate to. Talk a little bit about putting the book together and having something there that will touch a number of people.
Well, poetry is one of those things that you have to craft. You can't just put down words. Sometimes it'll come to you in the middle of the night and you have to write it down or you lose it. But a lot of these came to me in Spanish first, and then I translated them into English. Perspective isn't my only book. I've published two others. One is Through the Eye of the Needle, and the other is Rays of Light and Hope. Perspective is the second book. It was published in 2016. Through the Eye of the Needle was the first, and it was published in 2014, and the last one in 2017. I'm expecting to come out with a fourth book in the coming year.
And you can find that information at Glade's website, which is GladeMyler, MYLER.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to get information on all three of the books that Glade has written. Talk about the style that you have of writing poetry in different languages. First of all, let's go back and talk about all the languages that you're able to speak. Where did that interest come from?
It's a gift. I just have to say that. My mother had the gift of languages, too. And when I went to Utah State University, I got the Spanish degree, and then I was in a doctoral program at Indiana University for a year. But then I had to leave because our first child was born, and we worked in Chicago for a while. But then I went back to law school. The style is talking to people through metaphors. Poetry is metaphorical speech, and it can resonate with people depending on the theme. I have developed a number of themes, and music was one of the things that inspired me most of the time. Other things were nature and just life experiences.
The book we're talking about is Perspectives, a Book of Poetry. Glade Myler, MYLER, is our guest on the program. His website is glademyler.com. I mentioned the poems being in Spanish and Portuguese, but you do have the English version next to that. So if you don't speak Spanish or read Spanish, Portuguese, you're still able to understand exactly the meaning of the poem.
Exactly. I intended it that way so that our English speakers could enjoy what I have in Spanish. A lot of the Spanish poems have meter according to the way it's done in Spanish. The English poems do not have rhyme or meter, except if it's a coincidental rhyme, but there are very few of those. I feel like words carry their own meter and their own rhyme.
And that's what's so impressive about the book, Perspectives, a Book of Poetry, as you're reading it. It is very powerful. Let's talk about the themes, the topics that you address in the book. How did you develop those?
Because I had published the other two, I put it together basically for that. I like to put it in different forms, and I like to give my wife the credit for the photography. We did a lot of photography, the cover and the back, and then there's some smatterings of photography throughout it. We had gone on a cruise to Alaska, and boy, that was a lot of food for thought and for poetry.
Oh, I can imagine, yes. I can imagine that would be fertile grounds for the creative person with everything that you're seeing and sensing on a trip like that. And the photographs really add so much, don't they? It really is a whole other element that's entered into this and the enjoyment of the poem.
Yeah, it can. I'm just looking at my one poem here called Homeward Bound that is in Perspectives, and the photo that is next to it is from Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado, and it's just beautiful mountains, and it's talking about going home through the mountains.
Where do you get inspiration? I'm understanding from what you said in talking about the cruise that basically life is what gives you inspiration. If something moves you, chances are you're going to be contemplating and writing about it.
Yes. As I'm moved upon by whatever I see, like nature and a nice sunset. I've got a lot of things about sunsets and the seasons. I have a poem here about Chicago, because we were there in 2014, and I got some good ideas from what I saw in Chicago. In fact, the cover of the book has a picture of the Big Bean, they call it. It's the Cloudgate sculpture. My wife took that picture on an April day when it was snowing.
Yeah, April snowing, that's Chicago, and I see that in the book cover, which is, again, so well done. When you get an idea, how long does that take you when you decide, this is something I'm going to pursue, this is something creatively I'm going to take on? How long does it take to come up with where you feel, okay, this is a finished poem now?
I'll write down the poem as it's coming to me, and then I have to go back and work it through so that it becomes a poem. Line breaks are very important for poets, particularly in our day, and you have to get the right word. I mean, words are so enigmatic. Sometimes you just don't know which one to use. And the choice of the word choice that you put in a poem can make all the difference. Some of my versions, I have about 10 or 15 versions and finally come up with the final product.
The book is Perspectives. I'm sorry, go ahead, finish that thought.
I was just going to say, but if it has to have meter like it does in Spanish, it takes even longer because you have to make sure that the meter is correct throughout the entire poem.
So I'm thinking patience is a virtue for a poet?
Definitely.
Take your time. You're not on the clock.
And loss of sleep. And loss of sleep when you get it in the middle of the night.
Well, yeah, and you touched on that before. How often does that happen where, for whatever reason, something is triggered and you're alert and you're thinking, I need to remember this because at 6:30 when the alarm goes off, it's not going to be in my memory bank anymore?
That's right. It's fairly frequent, and so I have a pad of paper by my bed, and
yes.
I just start writing and then go back to sleep.
Where did this love of poetry, this interest in poetry, come from? I mentioned it started back in college. Was there, did this gradually evolve, or was there something that you read that sparked your interest in poetry?
Well, I had read poetry all my life, but I really didn't get interested until high school. I had a great literature teacher, English literature teacher, that instilled the love for poetry and literature in me. And by the time I got to college, then it continued to blossom, because I was taking English classes and Spanish classes where we had to study literature, and it just came about that way, I'm sure.
And then you were able to pursue this. So often you taught poetry to people and they act like, because of a bad experience in school, they're afraid of it. Should we be afraid of poetry? Or if we let that guard down and enjoy it, suddenly there's a whole new world that opens up for us.
Exactly. Poetry and music together make beautiful music.
Ah, yes, yes.
Many poems have been made into beautiful songs that we have, and people need to, if they think about what's on the written page in poetry, a lot of times it will, if they're, you know, if they've been thinking like the best they can, a lot of times it can move them in certain ways too.
Yeah, it's amazing when you're able to strike emotion, and so much of what you do is insightful poetry and deals with life experiences that the reader can get something meaningful out of in reading. From your standpoint, for example, one of the poems in there is Reconciling Death. When you talk about issues like that, does that help you being able to express it in the creative form of poetry?
Yes, it does. One of the hardest things people have to do is reconcile death.
Yes.
And that's why I have talked about it in a couple of my poems, more than two, but death is definitely a theme in most poets and in the poetry they write. The word crescendo, I think that's in Perspectives too, is about Samuel Barber's experience when his mother died. He ended up composing an adagio for strings, and it explains how as you listen to the music, you understand how he grieved over her death in waves of grief. And it's interesting when you listen to that that work, and that's why I explained it in Crescendo.
Who were some of the influences that you had as writers as you were growing up, and then as you decided to become a poet? Who were some of your inspirations? Who are some of your inspirations?
Wordsworth from England. Emily Dickinson from the United States. Longfellow in Spanish. Francisco de Quevedo, and also Pablo Neruda, the famous Chilean poet, and Lope de Vega in Spain. It's just a number of people have had influence on me.
How does it feel when someone would say, you know, that Glade Miller, he's really a good poet. He gave me a different perspective on something. He got me through a death in the family that I was having trouble going through. How does that make you feel? I would think that would be like, okay, I'm able to touch people, and that's the purpose of my art.
Exactly. If I can cause some rays of light and hope, like my last book is, in someone's life, I would like to do that. I strived with most of my poems to end on a up note. Some of them don't, but I like to always think that they're on a positive note when I end. And that can help people if they can think through their problems and their grief and sorrows and their daily afflictions.
And the way the book is laid out, it's so nice because you can read it, enjoy it, even use it as a reference when you're going through something in life that you recall a poem in the book and go back and read that. You don't have to read the whole book at one time. You can go back and go through different poems to get you through different circumstances, or to entertain you when you really need to have a smile and a warm heart as you're getting ready to end the day. What was the process like? A couple of minutes left in the program. It's always interesting when someone has the ability, they put the book together, but then you have to turn to professionals to actually get the book published. And I know you're working with Reader's Magnet on that part of it. What has that experience been like to be able to have someone there to guide you through the process?
Well, it's quite a morass trying to get something published, as
yes.
You probably know, because there's so many people writing out there nowadays. Back in the days of Emily Dickinson and Wordsworth and Longfellow, they didn't have as many people that are actually trying to publish. So trying to get through that morass is difficult. You need somebody to help you with that process. And that's why I've turned to some of these people. Trafford Publishing there in Indiana, and also Reader's Magnet.
Yeah, it's nice to have people you can turn it over to and take what you've done creatively and get that out there so people can read and appreciate that. Perspectives, a book of poetry. Glade Myler, the author, is our guest on the program. What do you hope people take away from the book when they have Perspectives, a book of poetry? What do you hope they get out of the book?
I would hope that if they read my poems that they would be able to feel... relate to them, how it applies to their life, and how it can help them maybe over a difficult period in life.
And
I've talked about one lone candle here, and someone will offer a hand to lift him up and help him achieve the heights where his candle will never be extinguished. That's the end of that poem, and that's the type of thing I want people to understand.
And will be so impactful in their lives. The other books that Glade has written, by the way, Rays of Light and Hope, a book of poetry, and Through the Needle, a book of poetry. This is Perspectives, a story of poetry. And you mentioned a fourth book. When do you think we'll be able to enjoy that?
One of the things that's in there is a poem about the state of Nevada. I'm not a native of Nevada, but we've lived here for 30 years. And it's called Symphony in Gray Minor. It is written in the form of a symphony because it has different sections. It has an adagio capriccioso, a lento, a vivace, and an andante. And it talks about Nevada. It's a word pictures are one of my themes, too, and this is a word picture of Nevada. Vivace, of course, means really fast, and it talks about gaming in the state of Nevada.
Interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to having a chance to read that. You're such a gifted writer, and the book is excellent. Perspectives, a book of poetry. Glade Myler, M-Y-L-E-R, is our guest on the program. You can link on directly to his website, glademyler.com, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Glade, a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations on all the success that you've had. Looking forward to the next book and having a chance to talk about it. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you to you.
It is our pleasure to have you with us. Glade Myler, Perspectives, a Book of Poetry. Link on directly to Glade's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.